We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's Friday, it's 11 o'clock. It's World on 3 with Lapa Qatari.
Well, World on 3 is now back in London from our residency at the Celtic Connections Music Feast in Glasgow. And I have to say, it seems a bit strange to be back in the studio at Broadcasting House without the 100 or so people gathered around me. But that doesn't mean that we're in for a quiet night, because Amara Terra, the UK's very own Tarantella group that came to us via BBC Introducing, are ready to shake us up. Plus, I've got lots of great new albums to share with you, starting with this one. I have to confess, though, it's not quite new. It came out in October 2014, but it must have slipped down the side of my sofa because it's fabulous, and this is the first time I'm playing it on the programme. This track is Let Us Be Free from South Africa's Jabula on Spirit of Malombo. The sound of Julian Bahula, South African drummer, political activist and jazz man who took refuge in London when he fled South Africa back in the 70s. In fact, it was Julian's Africa Sounds concert in London and his own tune Mandela that inspired the Specials' Jerry Dammers to write what became the monster hit Nelson Mandela. Julian's bands took various forms over the course of his career, and Djabula was, I think, the band he set up in the 80s and whose core message was to spread awareness of the anti-apartheid movement. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on Three. Amara Terra are my session guests on the programme tonight. They'll be on shortly. I've also got a track from BBC introducing band Don Kipper, plus a great cover of Lead Belly's Black Betty, some Indian brass, and a beautiful tune from French-Algerian cellist Nesrin Belmok. Now, this really is a recent issue. East Bloc, a Ukrainian label set up by Alexander Kasparov to promote the music of Eastern Europe. It's celebrating its 10th birthday this year. They kind of made a name for themselves as great compilers. So what better way to celebrate their birthday than with a double CD compilation of some of their work? This is Slavic Soul Party and a classic Balkan number, Opa Cupa.
Ti dai camerella con il cielo.
electro tartan, Scottish techno collective Sketch and After the Storm from Highland Time. And I should point out that that cracking pace on the pipes is real. It's not been speeded up electronically. Quite amazing. A couple more tunes, then we'll join my guests in the studio to crank up the volume. Vertina are one of the jewels of the Finnish music scene. They've been around for over 30 years. Viina is their 13th album, and it came about when the trio went to visit some of the folk villages in the Russian part of the Karelian region in Northern Europe that straddles Russia and Finland. They'd actually gone there to explore their musical roots, and they ended up meeting some of the last remaining rune singers and poets, the last bearers of an ancient tradition. This is Raika's Joik, a song welcoming everyone to Karelia.
Tervetänne tultuanne, suuret valtaan vieraani. Juhlahetkemme iloksi, päivän kolon konniaksi. Oh.
that's all right. That old mountain town, where the soul of man is often found. That old mountain town, Lord have mercy if it drags you down. So pour the whiskey, it's Friday night. I won't be out for all my life. Ain't got nothing but I feel alright. The sun comes up through the morning light. Maybe I should settle. Say my vow, baby, keep rambling around. There's a lot of pretty women in this old town. There's always a city where things move fast. You gotta make money, you're gonna last. Even your neighbor won't know your name.
Two kinds of folk there. Finnish folk music from Karelia and Toronto's Slocan Ramblers and soft-spoken bluegrass. The playlist for tonight is on the World on 3 homepage on the Radio 3 website in case I've missed any details out. You're listening to Lopakatari here on BBC Radio 3. Time now to join my guests, Amara Terra, a London-based band who perform pizzicas, the traditional and infectious dance music from Salento in the very heel of Italy. They uploaded their music onto the BBC Introducing website, and voila, here they are, all 10 of them, ready to spend the evening with you on World on 3. And they're going to start with a song called Pizzica di San Vito dei Normanni.
Bella,
Great dancing happening here in the studio. Frankly, not many, if any, of the band were still during that. As for me, a rather enthusiastic seated jig, I might say. Now, joining me here on the table, there are quite a few around me, but I'm going to refer first to Alfredo Gianni on guitar, mandola and vocals. Alfredo, very warm welcome.
Good evening.
Thank you for bringing this rather unruly band into the studio tonight. there are 10 of you. It's quite mighty. Perhaps you could introduce at least a couple of the ladies who are here on the table.
Yes, OK. We have Carla Pantarese, singer and dancer, and Simona De Leonardi, singer and dancer.
Hello, good evening.
And they are the core female voices and the core dancers of the band. They have been with us since the very beginning. They are the founders, actually, of the band.
Carla, Simona, dance really is integral to this music. I know we're on radio, but frankly speaking, you cannot play this music without dancing,
in fact,
right?
No, I was actually singing and dancing at the same time. There is no way I can't, I'd sing without moving.
Alfredo, tell me a little bit about Pizzica, which is obviously the music that you do, and how it's related to the more famous Tarantella.
Well, it's Tarantella that historically is related to pizzica in a way.
Ah, got it the wrong way around.
Pizzica means bite, and it's referred to the bite of the tarantula spider, which was in the past the explanation for madness. Generally referred to malaise of the soul. And the dance was originally a healing tool, especially for women in the countryside, to get rid of any mental disease or...
evil spirits.
Evil spirits, yeah, yes, that's the correct definition. It was usually widespread. It was, in the past, widespread in all over the Mediterranean. There are still traces in Sardinia, I think in North Africa, this kind of shamanistic thing. And then it was slowly incorporated in the church, transforming the god spider, the spider god, into St. Paul of the spiders.
Now, in this group, there are a lot of instruments. There's, you've got guitars, of course, you've got vocals, the tamburello, the accordion, the flutes, the pipes. But central to this is obviously the tamburello, the tambourine. why is it so central to this music? You can't take it out, can you?
Because basically the tambourine gives the rhythm, gives the, it's actually the soul of this kind of music, because the, especially for the medical part of this music, the umbrella has always been what the patient would follow, a really strong rhythm, a really strong...
And it's constant. It's like a rhythm and bass.
So that, of course, was the voice of Massimiliano. Massimiliano Passante, the tambourella player. And, of course, you all sing in the band. So if you say it's the core, it's the bass of the music, are even the voices following you, or are the voices at the lead and then the tambourine? Is it easy to split the voice and the tambourello apart, or are they really part of the same magic that's happening?
Let's say the tambourello, the sound of the tambourello can keep on going for hours and hours, because at some point it becomes a really mechanical thing.
Becomes your heartbeat.
Yeah. Definitely. At some point we will start on bleeding. Your end will start on bleeding, but you will never realise it again. You just keep on playing.
Well, I have to say, Massimiliano, the way you play, I think people will be hyperventilating, because it's just the cracking pace that you set is quite extraordinary. How many of you are from this part of Italy, from Salento?
The table is the three of us.
Five of us.
I will come to Mark in the next mixer, because, of course, with a name like Mark Glanville, I mean, you are not Italian.
No, but I've had a home in Puglia for the last 15 years.
Oh, there you go.
And this music that I've been connected to since the late 70s, my first ever girlfriend introduced me to this music.
Ah, well, we are obviously doing music of love and romance and heartache.
Absolutely.
Simona, what's the next song we're going to hear from you guys?
It's called Ninella di Calimera. And it's a beautiful song. This is a beautiful song about a girl called Ninella. This girl, she's going to a village. Her mom sent her to buy some bread, but she buys a guitar instead. So obviously when she back home, her mom goes mad on her, but she decided to give up on social rules, let's say. And for the love of music, she wants to be wild.
Wonderful. So yeah, Ninella di Calimera.
Happy song. Yes. Yeah.
Ninella di Calimera, where music really is the food of life.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
A San Francisco, nelle pecore allo fresco, capre allo d'abbaglio, e per la minchialità, e le capre allo vantaggio, e per la minchialità.
Amara terra, come faccio? Ninella nella mia de Calimera,
le campanelle d'oggi me li suona, e tomba Ninella, 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 e tomba Ninella, riccio bella e la rinora, e tomba Ninella, 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 e tomba Ninella, riccio bella e la rinora.
Thank you.
Ninella di Calimera, little girl from Calimera, from my guests tonight, Amara Terra, bringing us songs from Salento of love, happiness, longing and passion. What more could you want? Well, a bit more of that, for sure. Amara Terra, our find from BBC Introducing, will be back with us in about 20 minutes' time. Remember, all you artists out there, or even friends of artists, that the BBC Introducing website is there for you to get your music to us quickly and easily. We listen to it, and if it whets our appetite, we play it on the show. We might even invite you in for a session like these guys. And it could even lead you to being part of Radio 3's WOMAD weekend. The world stage is at your fingertips. All you have to do is log on and get uploading. Now, two tunes that have the Latino spirit at their heart. Diouf Diol di Thiès is a band from Thiès in Senegal. They were a huge hit at the beginning of the 80s. And the youngest member of the band and the voice behind their sound was Bassirou Sarr, who was still at school at the time. Well, the band broke up in 1984 before even releasing their recordings. Teranga Beat found them, released some of the tracks in 2013 and got the band to reform. Ao Soyone, Volume 2, contains the remaining tracks from those recordings and presages the band's upcoming tour this year. Let's see if we can get them to play on our stage at WOMAD this summer. Wouldn't that be fabulous? This song is called Rumba para Parejas.
Me rumbo a caballero, me canto a gozar con cuando toco ese pañuelo,
las penas se despiden.
Puedo abrazar a mi abuelo,
la que jamás se olvide.
Y hasta las nubes lo quiero, aunque en el cielo vive. Conmigo y conmigo
se irá algún día.
Por ella estamos de fiesta toda la vida. Que salga a mover la pata
esa huesuda,
con la tía buena y la mala
bajo la luna.
Los vivos y los difuntos celebran juntos.
Pan-American rhythms from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, and Grammy Award-winning band La Santa Cecilia. Still to come, more from our BBC introducing session guests Amara Terra and music from Vieux Fakature's latest album that for me is the best thing he's done so far. Now, last week, some of you might have heard the music of the Appalachian Mountains as part of the Folk Connection series of programmes here on BBC Radio 3. Intrepid and curious music journalist and trusty Radio 3 colleague Andy Kershaw headed off with producer Roger Short to retrace the steps of song collector Cecil Sharp, who 100 years ago set out on a voyage to America to give a series of lectures on English folk music. Well, it turned out that he found plenty of English folk songs already deep in the consciousness of the Appalachian Mountain communities. This is one of those songs, Awake, Awake, and the hauntingly beautiful voice of Sheila Kay Adams, the great-grandniece of one of those singers that Cecil met back in 1916.
Awake, awake, you drowsy sleeper. Awake, awake, it's almost dawn. How can you lie and sleep and slumber when your true love's going far away? Say, my love, go ask your mother. If you, my bride can be. If she says no, love, come and tell me. And I'll no more come worry thee. I'll not go and ask my mother, for she lies on her bed at rest, and in her hands will speak to my distress. Oh, love, go and ask your father if you, my bride can be. If he says no, love, come and tell me. It'll be the last time I'll bother thee. Oh, I'll not go and ask my father, for he lies on his bed at rest, and in his hand he holds a weapon to kill the man I love the best. Oh, I'll go down in some lone valley and spend my weeks, my months, my years, and I'll eat nothing but green willow, and I'll drink nothing but my tears. Come back, my own true lover. Come back, in grief cried she, and I'll forsake both mother and father, and I'll cry love and pity thee.
Sheila Kay Adams and Awake, Awake, the sound of English folk music deep in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains, as raw today as it was 100 years ago. That came from Andy Kershaw's Sunday feature on Cecil Sharp's Appalachian Trail, part of Radio 3's Folk Connections. And that whole programme is available online for the next 3 weeks. It's definitely on my listen again list. Well, let's crank it up a bit now. And what better way to do that than with a cover of Lead Belly's Black Betty? But first, a variation on Desert Rock. Elage Diouf is a Senegalese percussionist who settled in Canada back in the 90s. Melokan is his second album, and on this track, Tay, he joins forces with Montreal's Jordan officer, bagpiper turned guitarist.
I'm Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Look around, yonder, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Turn around, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Up and down, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Jump down, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a child.
Bam-a-lam.
Damn thing went wild.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a child.
Bam-a-lam.
A damn thing went wild.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a baby.
Bam-a-lam.
Little thing went crazy.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a baby.
Bam-a-lam.
A little thing went crazy.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Jump steady, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Run around, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Up and down, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Run around, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Little thing went blind.
Bam-a-lam.
I wasn't no mind.
Bam-a-lam.
Damn thing went blind.
Bam-a-lam.
I wasn't no mind.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Look a yonder, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Jump steady, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Run a yonder, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Turn around, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam. Turn around, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty.
Elage Diouf and Tay, followed by London's Lonergan Skiffle Group with Connie Lonergan and their version of a Lead Belly classic, Black Betty. It's on their album Tribute to Lead Belly that they began recording in 2001 when they went to New York to meet Pete Seeger. They finally released that last year. So, back to Spiders and Poison, Tarantella and Pizzicas. My guest tonight, Amatera, and they're going to start with a soulful tune, Calenquita.
Thank you. dicea tu si dita tenoria che fu' il tono penseio ta se sena che tempi sti venestra sua capibu sti cardia
la 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 la
Kalin Kitha, oh, to be serenaded by such a voice. Mark Glanville on vocals, fluent perhaps in Byzantine Greek. Alfredo, I have to fess up to you, Mark, that Alfredo sent us an email about some of the songs you were going to do tonight, and he said that Mark is passionate about this language. He will have plenty of things to say, perhaps too much.
He said that to me in an email as well.
Yes. So Alfredo, I think we should let Mark have his say. Mark, what have you got to say? What's this about Byzantine Greek, and are you fluent in it?
Okay. I studied ancient Greek at university, and one of the things that people say about Puglia is that it has a very deep Greek past. Well, actually, the truth is that it's only in Taranto. The rest of Puglia, really the ancient Greeks made virtually no impact at all, although their culture did to some extent. So on the other side of the peninsula, in Ruvo, for example, there are lots of Greek vases they found, interestingly, with representations of the god Dionysus, which suggests that there was an ecstatic dance tradition related to Dionysus that goes right back 2,500 years. You can't prove there's a continuity going right up to the present day, but you could imagine that there might be. The Greco that I sing in is a medieval Greek dialect, and it represents a completely different tradition. It's Greeks or Byzantines that fled persecution at different times and landed on that area of Puglia, and they sang that, they spoke that language, the Greco language, and they also practiced the Greek Orthodox rite, and which was eventually suppressed by the Dominicans in the 17th century. But the language is maintained to this day, although sadly it seems to be dying at the moment. But Kalinita is an example of the many, many songs and poems, and wonderful that they are, that are performed and sung in that language.
So Alfredo, was it that you were wandering along the villages or the country lanes of Salento and you heard this voice emerge from one of the little houses? How did you meet this charming man here, this great baritone?
It was more the voice of the traffic in London. The loud, chaotic, cosmopolitan background in London, which made us meet and never
and has not let you
again.
Part. As a beware of strangers that you meet on the streets of London,
exactly.
Alfredo. And earlier on, you mentioned a little bit about the sort of shamanistic side of the element, this sort of ritualistic element of the music. Is it still there today, and how important is it to the music?
It is there probably in a subtle, implicit way. Obviously, we live in mostly rational times, so people don't believe, most of the people don't really believe in it, but it's the music that somehow leads to you to a sort of a trance, and in modern times, a social trance. What I really like a lot about playing live, because we play live, we are really a live band, is that you see a crowd of people that never met before, no connections at all, that by the second half, they are dancing, jumping, hugging, smiling. There is a bit of influence from wine, actually, which is an important element of the
I'm
ritual.
I'm glad you brought that up.
It's a very important element of the... But that helps. But even in dry audiences, they just can't stop. Tapping, dancing, I think it's the magic element is in the music and the tamburello.
Does Tarantella, does Pizzica still play a very sort of central role to people in Salento still? Is it still a very live element?
It has become a sort of tourism industry, if you like. It has contributed together with the beautiful landscape of Salento, the beautiful sea. It has contributed to put this region, which once was a mainly backward agricultural country, at the center map of culture and tourism. And every summer there are festivals, some very traditional, some a bit more fusion and more cosmopolitan, but it's full of people enjoying this music. So I would say it has really contributed to put the region on a pedestal.
This final song you're going to do for us is from the birthplace of Pizzica, is that right?
It's one of the best places, yes. There is a pizzica for each village, basically, sort of. I have to say this is the one I like, personally like most, and I think we all love it, especially playing live.
Is it because it's your village?
No, it's just because it's fun. It's just because it's really, really fun.
He's not even from Salento. He's from another city, from a different part of Italy.
He's an imposter here.
I actually come from Naples, which has its own tradition. Mm. It's very similar to pizzica, and it has a completely different set of religious rituals and the magic origin. But we're not talking about this tonight.
Well, thank you all very much, Alfredo, the rest of the group. Thank you so much for coming in. And here's to some serious, crazy stuff in Pizzica di Aradeo.
Come in, 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 come in
cracking pizzica from Aradeo, one of the villages where pizzica was born. Amara Terra, my guest in session tonight, sharing the bite of the spider and some nifty dancing with us too. We found them through BBC Introducing, so get uploading your music onto the BBC Introducing website and you could be the next band we invite on the programme. You're listening to World on Three with me, Lopa Katari. So far this evening, we've hopped from Northern Europe to the South. We've been to Senegal, Canada and the US. Well, I'm going to take you next to the South Pacific, more specifically New Zealand and folk fusion band Te Waka.
Ni fila kono kamenya nina anga moko peka sa dungudu ko kele munte ban o de dabora anta sigi kanda minesa kanga dugutu ka firu bolusa uko kube normine kube sudmine le se kunchete kuba nimine Duku jera, lebora, uyu kalikute kidali segi oma anga duku beka chidungudu suruku donanga katahinana anga mago beka murutisa kuteka firi jelasa uko kuban faumine kuban baumine kile se kuncheka kuban damine
blackout Tumbuktu, 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 Tumbuktu,
The remarkable Julia Easterlin reworking Sweden's Fever Ray's I'm Not Done. That track's on an album, Tourists, which for me is the most powerful collaboration that Viva Fakaturi has done to date. And I can assure you that I will play more from the album in programmes to come. And that track followed young Malin, Ina Mordia, and Timbuktu, a song that prays for peace by telling the story of women affected by the violence in northern Mali. It's from her Motel Bamako album, an album inspired partly by her time with Damon Albarn's Africa Express. I've got a BBC introducing double header for you now. Project Jam Sandwich, who were part of the BBC Radio 3's first ever BBC introducing event in Birmingham a couple of months ago, and Don Kipper, an ensemble who really do play with all things Mediterranean. They're going to be in session on the programme next week. We start with Don Kipper.
Broken glass stands where once from the same material promises were wrought. Pen hand show true aspect of the knife and reveal clearly how dearly a single night be bought. Eventually, irregular rhythms become the patterns of the everyday. Howls as hi-hats, screams as snares, twinkling glass shards and the guttural blast of the bass drum gunshot. Run with hot leaden feet over rubble, glance with streaming eyes over once familiar. We should know this though now, it's a familiar story recycled in every generation with changing glory it comes. My fractured face stares back from the broken glass, gasping naked on the blackened earth. The profile I see looks forward to a better age, but when I look in my eyes each morning, the past is a slumbering tyrant, awaiting the day of reawakening. Thank you.
BBC Introducing's Project Jam Sandwich and Kimbara that was recorded at Radio 3's BBC Introducing event in Birmingham at the end of last year. Now, earlier in the programme, I mentioned that I had some Indian brass for you. Well, here it is. The album is Junoon. The artists involved take somewhat longer to introduce. Composer Shai Bensoor, guitarist Johnny Greenwood, and Qawwali musicians The Rajasthan Express. How they all met is a long story, but what I will tell you is that the recording that ensued took place in a 15th century fort in Jodhpur in Rajasthan, and this is one of a handful of standout tracks, Janoon Brass.
Thank you. لما لقينا وحكينا أبعث رسالة في جنة الأشواق أحلموا بالسلام والأمان في بستان الحب لا لا كون جميلة بلا إحسان
Another track there from Spirit of Malombo that I played at the top of the programme tonight, but this time a tune from Julian Bahula's first band, Malombo Jazz Makers. And that track followed a melancholic and bewitching tune, Alam, from Nesrine Belmok, French-Algerian cellist and singer, and her solo project, Nez. Well, that's all we have time for tonight. Thanks to my guests, Amara Terra, and to you for listening. Tune in at the same time next week when Verity Sharp will be in the driving seat with another discovery from BBC introducing an ensemble called Don Kipper. You've been listening to Lofa Qatari and World on Three. I leave you with a final number from Lonergan Skiffle Group's tribute to Lead Belly. This is Precious Lord. But I'll let Josh White Jr., son of the singer, actor, and civil rights activist John White, introduce it himself. Till next time, good night.
It was December 1949, and Martha Leadbetter asked my father, Josh White, if he would sing this next song at her husband's funeral. And my old man, without hesitation, knew that he would sing this for Leadbelly and for Martha. The song is Precious Lord, and it sounds like this. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on through the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home when my way. Precious Lord, linger near when my time, my time is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me and with my tongue. lead me on. Help me stay.
Help me stay.
I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Precious Lord, and lead me
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two out-and-out masterpieces from the 2014 BBC Proms to open tonight. Brahms' First Piano Concerto and Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. Not an obvious pairing, although both works stretch the bounds of their respective forms. The Brahms, more a symphony with piano than a piano concerto in the traditional sense. The LSO here, conducted by Valery Gergiev, joined by their chorus for the Janáček. And joined in the Brahms here by pianist Barry Douglas. As Martin Kettle put it in The Guardian after the concert, his playing had a proper range of weight and colour across the keyboard, bringing out the texture of the concerto's endlessly original writing.